In the meantime, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is stepping up the Trump administration's case against Iran. Pompeo is blaming the country for the attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week. Iran denies the charge as tensions between Washington and Tehran continue to climb. Meanwhile, the Iranian government has announced that it plans to exceed the limit on how much enriched uranium it's allowed to stockpile. That limit is part of the 2015 nuclear deal, the same agreement that the U.S. withdrew from last year. Now, Pompeo is saying that the U.S. is considering a full range of options for dealing with Iran. Suzanne Maloney is with the Brookings Institution's Center for Middle East Policy.
I think that the administration is considering an array of possible options, including an inevitable military response to what is a rising tempo of Iranian-related attacks on shipping and transportation in the Persian Gulf. There are also, of course, additional sanctions that the administration will look to apply. This has been the go-to tool of the Trump administration, economic pressure, and it has had a significant impact on Iran's economy. I think a key element of the administration's response will rely on being able to rally the international community.
What does Pompeo want from Iran at this point? I mean, have his goals changed since the attack on two oil tankers last week?
There are a number of steps that the administration would like to see in terms of scaling back Iran's support to terrorist groups and militant proxies across the region. There are also, of course, decisions that Iran is unlikely to ever adopt, such as shuttering its nuclear ambitions and its nuclear program. We've seen very little progress in terms of realistically meeting any of those demands. But it's interesting to note that Pompeo and others from the Trump administration have recently begun publicly asserting that those demands are not, in fact, preconditions for dialogue, that they are, in fact, prepared to meet the Iranians anytime, any place, and to engage in a fruitful discussion around the concerns that the administration has about Iranian policy.
How are European countries reacting to this? I mean, is the U.S. likely to get support for whatever option the Trump administration decides to pursue against Iran?
We've seen a variety of responses so far from the Europeans. The British have come the furthest in terms of backing up the Trump administration's assertions that Iran is responsible for these tanker attacks. Meanwhile, of course, the German foreign minister was openly skeptical and demanded more evidence. When push comes to shove, however, the Europeans are likely to move closer to the Trump administration on this particular issue simply because they have no other good option. The Iranians are upping the tempo of their own activities, not just in terms of regional attacks, but also in terms of nuclear activities that will soon breach the limitations that were imposed by the 2015 nuclear deal. That puts the Europeans in a terrible position because, of course, they're trying to preserve that deal, if at all possible, but they can't simply condone Iranian violations of it.
Is there a scenario where the U.S. might have to rely on the UAE or Saudi Arabia for support instead of European allies?
Well, I think the UAE and the Saudis will support American efforts to put more pressure on Iran and even limited strikes against Iranian targets, if that is a decision taken by the Trump administration. But even they, I think, are somewhat skittish about the prospects of a full-blown conflict in the region because, of course, it would have direct implications for their own stability and for their own economies. If Iran were to try to close off the Strait of Hormuz, the United States could certainly undertake actions that would reverse that, but it would be very messy, very costly, and it would likely result in a broad set of consequences and military fallout across the region. And that wouldn't be, I think, in the interests of either the Emirates or the Saudis. For the Trump administration, going into an election year, precipitating a conflict that would not only conceivably involve significant deployment of American military personnel and assets to the region, but also have potentially catastrophic impact on oil prices and on the broader global economy. But I don't think that that's the first response that the Trump administration, despite a lot of tough talk, is likely to utilize. And it's exactly the kind of scenario that our European allies are trying to prevent.
Suzanne Maloney, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.